I was correct.
You were correct.
Welcome to 103.1 The Ticket. WQUS 103.1 The Ticket.
He's not had enough coffee this morning, folks, but
plenty,
we're trying.
I've had plenty of coffee. I'm rusty is what it is. He never lets me do the show with him anymore. He's got Jacob, who's busy today.
Rusty Foley.
It is. It's Rusty Foley. That's me. But you guys, it's so much fun when you're together. We love
it is.
We love having you two do the show.
We laugh from having a 20-year-old friendship, you know, so it's good.
But it's nice to be back. I enjoy it. So this segment, we're going to talk
the power, 380s. The power of a 380.
How powerful is it?
And I guess that's the question.
Depends on the round. We touched on this earlier. We're going to go into it
more. We're
going
to go in depth.
A little more in depth.
We're going to go Jacques Cousteau. We're going to go deep under the sea on this one.
Very
go deep,
deep
on this one.
We should go so deep into the power of
French
the 380.
Accent.
Oh, look at the octopus swimming by.
I left my beanie in the car. I should have had a beanie on my head.
And a Speedo.
No Speedo.
Yeah.
But anyways,
nothing like
a
7-year-old in a Speedo. Tri-County Roofing, that's who's sponsoring this segment.
That's right. Boy, what a segue. Tri-County Roofing has been around since 1971, and they do outstanding work. They are they're my choice as a roofing company. They should be your choice, too, especially if you have a low-pitch or flat-pitch roof. They are experts at it. I have got so many happy customers that now 10, 12, 14 years later, Tri-County did their roofs, and they're still just holding up perfectly. And those low-pitch roofers, they don't hold up good like a big sloped roof does.
Yeah.
They hold water.
Yep.
And if they're properly installed and properly designed, well, Tim's your guy. Tri-County Roofing,
yeah.
810-732-7740. And again, you can link right to their website from my website, which is thegss.com. Makes it real simple for you. If you go right to the website, you can get on them real quick. And get on their list. Get out there, get checked out, and get your quote.
He's
and plan
doing
on it.
He's doing Maggie's roof here pretty soon. They're backed up a couple of weeks, so
right.
They'll get you on the schedule. I guess looking at the end of August here.
Yeah.
To get rolling with her, so.
So it'll be sometime this fall. You know, they'll fit you in.
Definitely get you.
That's
in.
The way it always is. You have to wait, no matter who you call. If they're good, you're going to wait. If
yeah.
they say we can get you tomorrow, that should be a warning.
We're
sign.
In the neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're in the neighborhood. We can start today.
Fly-by-night builders. How can I help you? All right. And of course, they come with my recommendation, too. So with Tony and
they do great work.
And Maggie.
Good
so
folks.
It's all good. You haven't had them up
here. He's a little odd. Not yet, no. Well, I must say, I can't say that I'm glad to know
you don't
who,
need him.
Who I... Well, I'm glad I don't need him. I'm glad to know who I will call when
yeah,
I do need
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
First time I was ever at your house, it was through a small roof repair from wind damage.
Yeah.
And we got it knocked out, and luckily it's held on. So, there, you know, it's if you chew enough bubble gum, you stick it underneath those tabs of sugar.
Is that how you did that?
Yeah, they stay down really good. It's Bubba, Hubba Bubba. That's what it was.
Hubba Bubba was good
Hubba
stuff.
Bubba, yeah.
Love the
it
Hubba Bubba.
It doubles over as construction adhesive.
Okay.
So it works out good.
Good to know.
Just contractors joking here. But anyways, so I'm going to tell you right now, if we're going to discuss what I call terminal performance of the 380 ACP.
Terminal velocity. It's performance. Velocity is one thing.
Yeah.
It can be fast, but if it goes straight through.
It's ineffective.
It's not what
you
need.
It's a pass-through.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be like, ooh, that's a long needle. And if it sticks all the way through your arm and comes out the other side and they push it. And your medicine goes all over the place. It's ineffective.
I hate that image.
I don't even want to think about it. So so I will say this right off the bat. Do not use full metal jacket range ammo. Do not use
it. In your 380.
In your 380 for self-defense. Okay? In a terrible pinch, if it's the last thing you got, use it because it's ammo. But if you're wanting to use it for self-defense, don't. Because a lot of range ammo in 380 and now 32 ACP and 25 ACP are all in the same boat here. They generate such little terminal energy that they can be stopped by heavy clothing.
No.
Yes. Yes. They're that inert. Your pellet gun can.
So a Carhartt?
A Carhartt can stop some of these bullets.
What?
Now, and if they have hollow point bullets in these very slow bullets, when it hits clothing, the hollow point fills up with the cloth.
Yeah.
And it turns it into a basic full metal jacket, and it'll pass right through without doing any damage to the... Hmm. And they prove this over and over again with this ballistic gelatin stuff. I
used to love them. They played at a local bar, Ballistic Gelatin.
Ballistic Gelatin, oh yeah, yeah.
It's a good group. Sorry. Aren't you glad you had
college
me back?
College days coming right back out at him. Jake would have yelled at me by now had I said that. But anyways, the main thing is, if they can be stopped with heavy clothing, it's probably not going to help you other than make somebody mad when you're trying to shoot them. So even if they have hollow point bullets, so remember that. Do not use these low energy bullets. They might have lower recoil, and they might be a little bit quieter, but don't count on them for
self-defense.
Yeah. So you got to have something with enough energy to make them work, to make the bullets expand, to make the hollow points useful, not useless, because they are basically useless in those. Like I've got a $24 box of 20 bullets. So I paid $1.25 a piece for these bullets. And they're from a major manufacturer. Starts with a SIG, ends with a G with a little I in the middle. And they're 95 grain hollow points. And they hit, I could hit a Louisville Slugger harder. Yeah. Okay. It's upsetting that I bought these. And I'm like, why did I buy these?
Well, I guess
I know better.
Okay.
Okay. So my point is,
how many grains do you need?
Well, it's not necessarily the grain of the bullet, because the lighter grain bullets, they can make go faster and do more power, have more damage. If you go with a lighter bullet, it's going faster. Okay, because it's being pushed out of a very short barrel. A lot of these guns have 2.5-inch barrels.
Yeah.
So you got to have enough power.
They're concealable. We're talking about self-defense guns, concealable.
And when you're shooting a 380, chances are it's going to be a pocket situation or a vest pistol situation where you're pulling out and you're shooting quickly. You might not even use the sights. You're aiming by
adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah, your adrenaline's basically shooting your gun with you. So so the most important thing you can do is make the right bullet choices and loads.
So what I'm trying to get, though, are what are the factors?
Oh, I'm going to get to that. So I'm going to do a little compare and contrast first. I want to give you an explanation of what a bone-crushing round is built like.
Okay.
And then I'm going to explain to you the 380 so that you can understand the vast difference between these rounds. So when I'm hand-loading, let's say, the 44 Magnum, it's a lot different than a 380. Okay, the 44, I will load with the doggone heaviest bullets I can. 240 grain, 265 grain, sometimes 300 grain bullets. They're not going tremendously fast, but boy, they hit like a ton
they're
of
heavy.
Bricks.
A lot of mass.
And when they hit, they when you shoot a deer or a bear or even a cinder block, you see the hit and you go, oh my, you know, that's tremendous. People use these for grizzly bear hunting. So let's just take a 240 grain jacketed hollow point bullet. Now, in a 44 Magnum, I can load these up, and we get about 1,500 feet per second out of them. So it's pretty quick for a big bullet. And this is still out of a handgun. Now, hitting with that bullet going that fast, it's creating a lot of energy. So it actually creates a kinetic energy and a temporary cavity when it hits. Think of it as a shockwave. When you throw something into a pond and you watch that shockwave
go
the ripples, but you see that first gulp, you know, in a big hole. That big hole is what that 44 Magnum will do. Enough to create a large, permanent, deep wound channel, leaving broken bones, most of the time penetrating the target all the way through both sides, and causing massive disruption of vital organs. So it does what it needs to do. It stops whatever you're shooting. And it's actually hitting with about 1,200 pounds of energy. So it's a lot. You're not going to catch that in a baseball mitt, and it's going to go through a car or two or three, okay? Or through the neighbor's refrigerator if you're not careful. You got to be careful when you're shooting these things. Now, on the opposite side is the 380. It is a different animal.
How big a bullet can it take? How many grains?
We don't usually go more than 100 grains, okay? So 240 in a 44 Magnum, 100 for the 380. Now, it's a 9mm short, so it's a little cartridge. There's only a little bit of room for powder. The 44 Magnums, we still don't fill up with powder. The 380 shell is only about that long. It's only about...
But that's a factor as well. How much powder you put in has got to be part of the equation.
Oh, yeah. It's we weigh it out to the minute points of decimals. It's like, you know, 3.6 grains of powder is all it gets, where a 44 Magnum is going to get 24 grains of powder, depending on what powder you're using. But... For instance, a 95 grain bullet, which is kind of your average home defense round or personal defense round is usually a 95 grain bullet, going about 980 feet per second, but it's only hitting with 180 foot pounds of energy. So it ain't going to tickle, I'll tell you that much. And chances are it's going to cause grave danger to your life. But if you can't, well, there's just reasons. I'm not saying it's going to hurt a grizzly bear in any way. It's just going to make them mad. But a doped up nut job attacking you is a lot like a grizzly bear. You got to be careful. Shot placement, having more than one shot. You know, if I had a two-shot Derringer, I probably wouldn't want it in 380. I'd probably want it in something bigger because I only have two shells to shoot.
Yeah.
So this leads me to the choice of ammunition that you choose. You're never supposed to load your own self-defense ammo for legal purposes. So the lawyers on the defendant side are gonna be saying, you concocted these man killer bullets and shot my, and now he can never walk again. Well, you're gonna pay his for everything he does for the rest of his life, and I don't want to do that. So I buy factory loads. I always know what I'm carrying, and know what's in my gun. And I literally choose from my good friends at Liberty, their bullets, although those bullets are available in several ammo types now. The bullet itself is the important part, the part that flies. Liberty Turn Components, my friend Derek and his company makes those bullets. These bullets that they make for the 380 are actually a 50-grain bullet, solid copper. It's a massive hollow point with a solid copper base. But the difference is it's going 1,500 feet per second, and it's hitting with over 250 foot-pounds of energy.
Mm-hmm.
What happens with that massive hollow point bullet is it creates an immediate explosive reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a 10-inch deep wound channel out of a 380 with massive disruption, like 8 inches wide.
Yeah.
So it's enough to like remove an arm.
Yep.
Okay. And that's what I keep in my magazines. So that's what I have. So very important you choose the right thing. And I want you to keep Derek Perkins in your prayers. He's in hospice right now. He's a dear friend, and I got to get down and see him this weekend.
Who's
not
Derek?
Doing it. Derek's the guy that designed these bullets for Liberty.
Oh, no kidding.
He's the engineer behind it all.
Hmm.
Now his sons are running it, and his wife. He's in hospice. He's got brain cancer real bad, and he's not going to make it. So we're praying for him, and I got to get down and see him. So keep Derek in you. He's been on the show once before, a long time ago, but a good guy. So open up the next segment talking about our raffle, because I want to end the note thinking about Derek.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
It's the Gunsmith Show here on 103.1 The Ticket, Lapeer's Detroit Sports Home.
There you go.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. We'll be back right after this.